A horse sailed by Mark Twain, Soldier Boy, Private himself, I am Buffalo Bill's horse. I have spent my life under his saddle with him at two, and he is good for 200 pounds, without his clothes, and there is no telling how much he does weigh when he's out on the warpath, and has his batteries belted on. He is over 6 feet, is young, has an ounce of waist flesh, is straight, graceful, spring in his motions, quick as a cat, and has a handsome face, and black hair dangling down on his shoulders, and is beautiful to look at, and nobody is braver than he is, and nobody is stronger, except myself. Yes, a person that doubts, that he's fine to see should see him in his beady buckskins, on my back at his rifle peeping out of his shoulder, chasing a hostile trail, with me going with the wind and his hair streaming out behind from the shelter of his boss lounge. Yes, he is a sight to look at, and I'm part of it myself. I am his favorite horse, out of dozens. Big as he is, I've carried him 81 miles between nightfall and sunrise on a scout, and I am good for 50, day in and day out, and all the time. I am not large, but I am built on a business basis. I've carried him thousands and thousands of miles on scout duty for the army, and there's not a gorge, nor a pass, nor a valley, nor a fort, nor a trading post, nor a buffalo range in the whole sweep of the Rocky Mountains and the Great Plains that we don't know as well as we know the bugle calls. He is chief of scouts to the army of the frontier, and makes us very important. In such a position, as a whole in the military service one needs, to be a good family, and possess an education much above the call and to be worthy of the place. I am the best educated horse outside of the hippodrome, everybody says, and the best mannered. It may be so, it is not for me to say. Modesty is the best policy, I think. Buffalo Bill taught me the most of what I know. My mother taught me much, and I taught myself the best. Lay rope moccasins before me, Pawnee, Sioux, Shoshone, Cheyenne, Blackfoot, and as many other tribes as you please, and I can name the tribe every moccasin belongs to, by the make of it. Name it in horse talk, and can do it in American if I had speech.